From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Former president of Yemen killed. The sound of men frantically pulling the body of Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh from wreckage and transporting him by pickup truck, all to no avail. Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday, as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. His death comes 2 days after the alliance appeared to have fallen apart. On Saturday, Saleh denounced the Houthi militia and suggested restoring ties with Saudi Arabia. President Trump has expressed sympathy for his former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, saying Flynn had been treated unfairly by investigators looking into Russia's influence on the 2016 presidential election. Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation last January about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. The conversation came weeks before Trump's inauguration. The president compared Flynn's lies to the FBI with comments made by his presidential rival Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election.
Well, I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly. He's led a very strong life, and I feel very badly, John. I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
However, former FBI Director James Comey testified in July that Clinton did not lie to FBI agents investigating her use of a private email server. This is VOA News. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner says Mr. Trump has not made a decision yet whether to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Kushner spoke at a Middle East conference in Washington.
What I'll say is that the president's going to make his decision, and he hasn't made his decision? He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me. So he'll make sure he does that at the right time.
A senior Trump administration official said last week the president could make his announcement this week sometime. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has warned any U.S. move would represent a threat to the future of the peace process and is unacceptable. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warns the nuclear threat posed by North Korea would be the most destabilizing development since World War II and urged others, such as China, to do more.
China, as you know, has taken some unprecedented actions, and what we're asking China to do is not to do us or anybody else a favor, but to act in China's interest. There's a real grave danger to China, to Russia, to all nations from a North Korea that's armed with nuclear weapons.
Senate Armed Services Committee member Lindsey Graham.
I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependence to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
Senator Graham's warning comes as a major U.S.-South Korean air exercise gets underway. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis urged Pakistan on Monday to redouble its efforts to confront militants and terrorists operating within the country, emphasizing the vital role Islamabad can play to work with Washington to facilitate a peace process in Afghanistan. Mattis arrived in Pakistan on a day trip and went into meetings with Prime Minister Shahid Kaganabasi. Mattis did not offer any public comment on Monday's talks. The United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. The UN General Assembly unanimously adopted the declaration pledging to uphold the rights of refugees. The national anthem of Zimbabwe at new President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to swear in his new cabinet.
I, Emmerson Mnangagwa, President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, to hereby call upon you all to take the oaths as prescribed by law.
The ceremony places in the new president's cabinet many of Mnangagwa's loyal supporters, including members of the military who were instrumental in recent weeks. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.